Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hmm. We're going to talk about Jude Bellingham because why wouldn't we be? To everyone wants on it, to be honest, it's the hot name. And there's been a lot of reports in the last 48 hours. Most of these are coming out of Germany, in fact, pretty much all of them. So we saw Christian Falk, obviously, from Sport Bild, say Liverpool are the favours to sign Jude Bellingham from Bayern Munich next summer. They're more advanced.
Dortmund.
Liverpool are favours to sign Jude Bellingham from at BVB, Dortmund, next summer. Talks are more advanced than with Real Madrid. The family of Bellingham prefers him to go to Liverpool. Moving on, he also says the management of Jude Bellingham have informed Real Madrid that Liverpool's actually leading the race for the transfer of Bellingham this summer. That's the starting point for this one. I think he also went and spoke to the lads at the Anfield Wrap. We've done an interview with John Gibbons, our mates over there. And it basically, you know, his dads and his mum and his agents are all keen on getting him a move to Liverpool. And then there was reports this morning that Bellingham was pretty much going to go to Dortmund after the World Cup and say, yeah, I do want this move now. There's a lot of smoke now. Like, you talk about no smoke without fire. The smoke is bellowing out of, yeah, of all
blaming,
from
I'm
Germany.
I'm blaming Jordan Henderson for all of this, I think, with that
the celebration.
Celebration and then the obviously the reaction to it. I mean, fair play. I think he has to get a finder's fee, won't he? I think Jordan and Trent, they've been doing a pretty good man marking job. I think it's all very positive. That's the first thing to say. I don't think there's anything out of the Liverpool end at this moment, and understandably so. I mean, they're not going to go and sort of shouted from the rooftops. We've seen it happen in the past with other players where they've gone a bit early and it's cost them.
Financially and the player.
Yes, yeah. I think the positive stuff out of it all really is the fact that the family or the people around Jude Bellingham see Liverpool as the sort of the best option. I think it's been the thing that a lot of people have clung to, really, a little bit like Van Dijk, you know, that sort of Liverpool probably...
He's got his heart.
Probably shouldn't have got Van Dijk when they did. You know, they were probably down the list of the ideal clubs for him at that moment in time. You know, if he'd gone to City, you know, guaranteed sort of Premier League trophies and that kind of thing. But I think he was sort of sold on the story and the dream and the sort of history and the feel of the club, I think, and the manager. And the hope is that Bellingham's the same. You know, he's got his pick of whichever clubs he wants to go to. Let's be honest, if he turns around tomorrow and says, no, I want to go to Man City, no one would bat an eyelid and say, what are you doing? You know, that's up to him. If he did the same at Real Madrid, he could. The hope has always been that Liverpool's pitch is the most convincing, and then that they've got the money to execute it. Let's hope they have. I mean, it's going to be a huge price. We knew it was going to be a huge price, and it's going to be 100 million plus, clearly. It's only gone up with what he's done in the World Cup. I haven't personally seen the performances because I haven't watched any of the England games, but I can see the fuss around him. You can see what everyone's saying about him. You can see what very good judges of players are saying, that he's going to become one of the best midfielders in the world. I think I saw, was it Phil Foden? I think it was Phil Foden.
He said, I don't want to talk him up, but he's going to be the best player in the world.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if that isn't talking. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear no. Phil Foden's praise of somebody. Then. Yeah, I don't think I don't want to say too much, but oh my God.
Yeah. I think I've seen people tweeting that saying, like, I'm not getting carried away. What, Jude Bellingham's like going to win the Ballon d'Or? Going to win the Premier League.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But he's obviously enhanced his reputation. He's 19 years of age, absolute star already, going to be even better. So the fingers crossed. It looks a lot more positive for Liverpool, I think. And I know it's tough reading into stuff, but you see Jordan Henderson with his forehead on him and then recreating it with Trent, and that's sort of there's clearly a bond emerged there, hasn't it, between, well, I don't even see it emerge, I think it was already there. I think there was a great clip of Jordan the Euros sort of fixing his tie and his collar with when he was doing the club the team suit.
There was a picture of Bellingham on the phone with Trent and Hendo.
In the tunnel, wasn't it? Yeah. It just feels like, I don't know, Trent going for a walk with him, wasn't it, down by the waterfront, and sort of everyone like reading into that. But they're not soft, these players. They know what's being said. And
well, especially if you post it on social, if you go for a walk with your mate, that's one thing. Put it on the social, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and also you would imagine that Bellingham would be in a position where he says, "Oh, mate, come on, I can't be bothered with this sort of furore around it," or even Trent and Jordan. But they obviously like it. They obviously enjoy it. And maybe that bodes well for the deal as well. They think, well, yeah, we're in here, you know. I hope so. I mean, I can't wait to see him in the Premier League full stop, but if he comes to Anfield and become a player for Liverpool, it really is one of those signings that just gets the pulse racing, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. He's an absolute superstar. I suppose the fact that these reports are coming from pretty highly reputable sources in Germany, so with all due respect to other sources we've used, and I'm not going to put names in anyone's mouths here, but we've spoken on here some stories and you're not too sure about that one, but these are coming from Sky Germany and Bill. These aren't just lads making shit up, because they don't really need to, because they're reputable sources it is.
And it's not really saying, it's not a shock news almost, is it? I think it's been signposted from a while back that Liverpool are in the race. Obviously, the question has always been about the finances, and a little bit, I always thought Real Madrid was the one that you sort of, with the worries, if you want to call it. Yeah. I still are, to be honest.
Yeah.
City are in there, of course. I think Real Madrid are the ones that you sort of think, they're a little bit Liverpool, where they can, the white kit and the sort of the law of all that is huge for players.
Come and play with Camavinga, Tchouameni, Valverde, and you become like the new Real Madrid.
Of course, superstars. I mean, listen, I definitely have. I've done the Bernabeu tour, and you walk around and look at the trophy cabinet and think, blimey, you sort of, okay, that's a serious club, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's always been the worry, but I think it has always been sort of thought and known that Liverpool are really, really desperate and pushing and wanting to get it done. Hopefully the hard work and the groundwork comes to fruition.
It's weird. I'm always interested in, from obviously a journalistic point of view, like these stories, the fact that it's in Germany and it's two reputable sources, who's benefiting from this? There's always reason things come out. I always feel like there's always a reason why a story is leaked now. The line that both of these outlets have used is, Real Madrid have been informed that Liverpool are actually in the race. Is that a way for somebody trying to kick Real Madrid up the backside and say, you want to get your act into gear? I'm always quite sceptical, and maybe I'm just a cynic in life, but things very rarely come. There's always a justification behind something coming out, whether it's just someone likes having a chat, and that's one thing. But flip side is, for now, when everyone knows the hype about Jude Bellingham, and he's you talk about stars of the World Cup, and he's one of them, with Mbappe's and Bellingham, they're all these lads. It feels like there's a reason why it's all coming out now, and I just wonder if it is a case of I hope I'm wrong, but is it whipping up interest? Is it whipping up other teams to get your arses into gear, basically?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't imagine that anyone's been sitting on their hands with Bellingham. In terms of, I think it's well known again he's going to leave next summer. Liverpool clearly, Jürgen said it himself, didn't he? Couldn't get him the summer just gone. The only problem with the player is that he wasn't available in the summer. So tells you that the question's been being asked for months by Liverpool. I'm sure the same goes for City, Chelsea, Manchester United, Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain. I think there was a their chairman was on Sky, wasn't he?
Talking how good he is. We're not going to buy anyone in January, but he's bossing.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah,
basically. Paraphrasing.
Yeah. So I don't think anyone's been sitting on their hands in that regards, but I don't know. It is interesting to know where, like, sort of, is it Dortmund sort of just sort of preparing the ground that, look, you know, we can't.
Yeah,
we're getting ready.
We're getting ready for the
inevitable. You know,
so the fans, letting the fans know, kind of thing in advance.
Yeah, possibly, you know, maybe there is a little bit of that. Like, and also a little bit of the, you know, look, he wants to go to Liverpool. Like, sort of, it's not as bad as it might be. You know, he's not going to Bayern, so, like, you know, it's all right. He's going to Klopp, and he's going. You know, he wants his family want it and all that, and the sort of. The narrative of, oh, he always wants to go back to the Premier League. No, he's an English player. He wants to do that. So there's possibilities there. Listen, stories come from absolutely everywhere. You know, you'd be amazed where stories. A lot of times, stories come from places you'd never even imagine in terms of a transfer or a something like that. So I'm not gonna don't need to speculate too much about where it might come from. But I do think that the reputable nature of the reporters or the reporting gives a lot of encouragement and hope to Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. You are right in saying, you made a great point before, like, Liverpool are keeping their cards close to the chest because they have been burned before. You know, we referenced Virgil van Dijk jokingly, but literally that happened, and they literally had to put a statement on the website, apologise to Southampton, step back, and they had to wait 5-6 months and probably had to pay maybe a little bit more money than when they go into so this has happened before. So it does feel like I say, the general trend recently of transfers, more often than not, has been like it's been from the country where the player's based, and then because Liverpool are keeping things close, which is the right way to do it, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that is how they should be doing it. I'm just fascinated now, like, if it is next summer, that's a lot. It's early for a start. It's really early for this to be going on now. Like, I know we are just about to get to a transfer window, but it's the one that I'm almost certain Dortmund won't let Jude Bellingham go in January. I might be wrong, I mean, as it stands, Dortmund are sixth in the Bundesliga, and they're only, 2 points off fourth Champions League football. So that, why would they sell one of their best players now?
And from Bellingham's point of view as well, I think he's got a lot of sort of respect for Dortmund. I don't see him sort of, cheers, I've had a good World Cup, cheers, lads. You know, I think he'd want to leave on a sort of a better terms.
Might want another shirt retired, isn't he?
No club has number 22. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would, but it's such a big deal. It's such a big sort of sign. And obviously Liverpool have got other issues going on at the moment that are bubbling away. It would be nice if they could sort of just tell us nice and early that they're getting this done. I think it would take a lot of heat out of a few conversations that are going on around the club at the moment. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it develops. But I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Jude Bellingham Liverpool. Hopefully, you know, we have heard the last of Jude Bellingham anywhere else.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Just we'll circle back on you made earlier. I want to put on it. You mentioned the most encouraging part for you was the fact that it's his family and his agent who are, like, how significant is that for a player, really? Because, and how much influence do you think that has on? I know he's only a young lad, but essentially he's a grown man. He can make his own decisions, but there must be a reason. Like, does that just show, like, maybe how well Liverpool have thought of elsewhere? Maybe Liverpool have gone about this process in, like, a quite classy manner. Because, listen, I know transfers can be a bit cloak and daggers sometimes and a bit shady, but it feels like that. When you say that's significant, why do you say that?
Well, because there's a common perception that you go where the money is and you go where the trophies are, don't you? And I'm not saying that that's not where it is at Liverpool, but there seems to be a few clubs, and Liverpool are one, I think Barcelona are one, I think Manchester United are one, and Real Madrid, where there's something else as well. It's you have to be careful how you put it, but it's a bit like the Klopp quote about pushing the train rather than jumping on the train when it's running. You know, it feels a little bit more like, no, you go to Liverpool because you want to be part of something.
You're not jumping on the train.
You want to be treated different, or you want to feel a bit different. You know, listen, there's a famous slogan that gets with rival fans about this means more, and it's obviously just a marketing token, but there is an element of it with Liverpool where it feels like, no, like, you know, almost one league title compared to three of City is almost, it almost feels like it, you know, it means as much to these fans, or it means as much to the club, you know, just to be part of those. You see them European nights, you see the incredible sort of moments that the club's had down the years. I think it does resonate with certain players. Not everyone, you know. Some say, well, no, look, you might not qualify for the Champions League. You know, you might be on the decline. You know, whatever. You got players leaving. You know, Mo Salah's in his 30s. Blah blah blah.
New owners.
Yeah. You know, there might be, but if someone like Bellingham and his people who are, from what I gather, are very very savvy and very smart, as we've seen by the fact that they could have gone to United when he was 16. They went to Dortmund because they felt like, no, it was a pathway, and they got a bit of a plan for the player. If someone like that are saying, no, we believe in this project, whatever it is, with Liverpool, it reflects well on the club, because there's a lot of uncertainty around the club at the moment with the ownership, with, you know, with people leaving key roles, with aging squad and gaps in the team and that kind of thing, performances. If someone like that is given, you know, a show of faith and saying, no, go ahead, yeah, we can go and win major honours. I can be the main man at Liverpool. I can pick them over Real Madrid and Man City. It's a really good reflection on the club, the way it's been run, and the manager.
Is there a piece of this, Neil, where, like, just because there's no footy on, like, it's easier for these conversations to be happening? Like, you know, it might sound mad, but, like, Dortmund, what else would Dortmund do? They're not, like, worrying about, they haven't got a game, or Liverpool have got games to be playing. It feels like, well, why wouldn't you be having these conversations? Some of the big people around Europe now having conversations, I know that they happen all the time, but surely there might be a bit more clarity around it, where you're not pressed into doing five other different things as well, because, like, the lads have got a game and stuff. Yeah. Whether it's Jürgen or just someone getting on the phone or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, it's relatively straightforward. I know it's a very big deal, but it's relatively straightforward, isn't it? Look, Dortmund are pretty much resigned to sell, and what are they going to sell for? What's the price? Okay, can we afford it? Yeah, there we go. Right, the player wants this amount of money. Okay, does he want to play for us? And they're the questions that need answering. No, nothing else really. I don't think there's any real thing of, oh, where are we going to fit him in, or that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, he's going to go and play, and he's going to be one of our star men. So the question is, I suppose the complexity comes in is the financial side. Okay, what's the price, the end price that Dortmund are going to sell for? When are they willing to give us that? You know, Dortmund aren't soft. They would be stupid to have named their price in November or in October, because they knew that this World Cup was on the horizon. They knew that he was going to play for England. He was going to be part of the squad. There was a fair chance he was going to do something pretty good at the tournament, which he has. So the price is obviously going to be on the rise. So that's where the conversation comes, I think, after the World Cup, is when the player sort of says, look, yeah, last 6 months, you know, of my time at Dortmund, I want to go next summer. Dortmund said, right, you've done that at the World Cup. This is what we value you at. Who's there? Who's going to pay it? And if Liverpool are there, then I'm sure it'll move forward from there.
Yeah, to wrap this one up, then one final one for you, is this is where a lot of cynics, and we obviously, for every positive, there's always a cynic and stuff. I don't really want to end on a bad note, but I'm going to hopefully turn this into a positive. they're never paid that amount of money for, they're not going to do it again. My rebuttal has been, and hopefully you agree with me, you might not, is like, they wouldn't be doing, or they know the price. They're not idiots. Liverpool don't think they're getting Jude Bellingham for a bargain.
Yeah.
They know that they're going to have to, like, same with Virgil van Dijk. They knew it was going to cost, though. It cost probably a bit more because of some of the stuff they did, but it feels like it'd be just like a complete waste of everyone's time to just go through all this process and like a year or whatever it's done to talk to people and get the grant, and then just not to pay the price. Yeah. Like, I understand that, again, the price might be changing because Dortmund have got every right to do that as well. But again, that's the positive for me, is that, like, I just don't think they'd be doing all this work that we're pretty certain they've done if it was just because they know how much it's going to cost anyway.
Yeah, and I also think that there would be some dampening from Liverpool if there was a doubt that they were going to...
You want to make James Pearce have a tweet out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think there would, you know, it would be in Liverpool's interest almost to pour some cold water on it and sort of say, look, you know, yeah, We're not in for them at any price here, you know. Like, we're not going to spend 150 million on a midfielder. You know, I had my doubts about the price because of the position he played. But to be honest, I mean, it feels a bit like, yeah, he's not a midfielder really. He's just a bit of every. He's like a sort of a just a.
He can score your goals.
Yeah. He's like, you know, he's a sort of, he's everything that you want him to be. Really, you know, he can change a lot of aspects of your team. So maybe that's those doubts were you know, wrongly placed. I think so. Liverpool, it's been a while, I think. I'm trying to think of a player that Liverpool have sort of... We got used to it in the Rodgers era a little bit, where it was like, we couldn't we couldn't get that one done because of it was the price went too high or whatever. You know, I think of Alex Teixeira, I think was one that I can think of. That was actually Klopp, wasn't it? But it's been a while, I think, since you've heard the story that Liverpool have sort of looked at a player and gone, no, we're not paying that for him. You know, it tends to be quite, look, we identify the player and then we'll sort the price out. And you look at Nunes, Diaz, Jota, Thiago, Canate in recent seasons. You know, it's generally just got done. And Liverpool, you know, I don't recall Liverpool ever saying, "Oh, you know, we might go for someone else instead of Darwin Nunes." You know, like we're not just all in on Darwin. You know, it was almost like, "Yeah, we want Darwin Nunes." Right, there we go, and we've signed him within a week. Thiago was signposted a long time ago. I don't ever remember them being a sort of a backup plan to Thiago. You know, leaked into the media to sort of say, "Oh, don't get your hopes up on Thiago. Don't please don't think we're just signing him." And I think the fact that nothing at all is coming suggests, A, how sensitive and big the deal is, but I think also that there is a bit of confidence at Liverpool that it is going to happen, because I think Liverpool, certainly in the past, would have been in a position where they'd be saying, whoa, like, let's just calm this Bellingham train down, because we're going to look stupid if he ends up going to Real Madrid. Like, you know, we don't want to sort of make it look like, oh, wow, you know. I can remember, you know, I won't name any names, I remember the player was Willian. And I can remember Liverpool sort of really thinking they were getting Willian, and then sort of it becoming a little bit on when he obviously went to go to Tottenham first, then he ended up going to Chelsea. And there was a little bit of like a, well, where's all this excitement about Willian come from? You know, we were never in for Willian. He's like, yes, you were, and you just felt you looked a bit stupid because he did pick somewhere else. I don't see that happening as often. Certainly, you know, I can't recall too many examples, to be honest, of it recently. Obviously, we know that Tchouaméni was one that they fancied last summer. And it's interesting, isn't it, to wonder whether would they have had both? Would they have tried to sign Bellingham as well as Tchouaméni, as Real Madrid potentially are doing? That is an interesting point. I think he looks another star, doesn't he? You know, just a really stylish player as well, isn't he? Really, really good to watch. But there was never, again, it was, that didn't ever feel like it was about price. That felt like it was about him going to Real Madrid. And I think he said it himself.
It's been the reverse Bellingham way. It doesn't matter. I just want to play for him. I've got my heart as on Real Madrid.
Exactly, yeah. And I think, again, just to fit, I mean, let's finish on the positive. I do think, I'm not saying it's a sort of a vital thing, but I do think it's significant enough. I do think Liverpool would have at least tried to sort of temper expected, because they know what's going on. They know what the players are doing with the pitches. You know,
you can imagine
a press officer or something, or you know, one of the sporting directors saying, oh, "Jordan, please, mate. Like, you know, you're making my
just go for a walk. Yeah, so yeah. Off Insta.
Go with someone else." But you'd hope so. Anyway, I think the overriding feeling on Bellingham at the moment is a lot more encouraging in recent weeks or recent days.
Yeah, fingers crossed that one can get done.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.